Athabasca, after 2.5 years of continuous issues with a computerized fueling system at the Athabasca Regional Airport, councillors are moving ahead with a plan they say will bring in experts to help oversee the system. During their September 28 regular meeting, councillors voted 8-0, Reeve Brian Hall was at a conference, in favor of a motion to a direct administration to pursue the turnover of the Avgas, aviation gasoline, system to a committee of airport members. The motion also directed administration to bring back information on the committee's structure for council to review. Council should consider handing over the provision of Avgas to a committee of airport members for them to run. I believe they would be in a much better position, given their needs and familiarity with the system, said interim Sao Pat Vincent. The program was implemented in 2013 to replace the hand pump and fuel log system. Since late 2021, however, a variety of issues have popped up. The system failed multiple times in the winter months when the temperature dipped, and different mechanical issues plagued the device starting last February. The system was struck by lightning in the spring and was unavailable for parts of the summer as well. I wholeheartedly agree with the proposal to hand over the provisions to a committee, said Cown. Rob Minns. If we're going to have Avgas at the airport, and we're going to advertise it, it needs to work. It's pretty tough to land in downtown Athabasca and fill up somewhere. The fuel management system is managed by Computrol Fuel Systems Inc., an American company based in the Pacific Northwest. In her report to council, Jocelyn Whaley, Athabasca County's Director of Infrastructure, said, there have been multiple attempts at communication with Computrol. Unfortunately, they are not responsive and unreliable in their responses. Included in Whaley's package were service invoices from both companies. Athabasca County paid $4,412 for a site computer and monitor on July 5, 2023, and $2,470 for a year-long support contract April 1, 2022. In total, the county has spent over $20,000 for parts and maintenance on the system since February 2022. We have a mechanic at the airport, and we have a number of pilots that live in the area. They could get the committee up and running, and bring that information back to council as needed, said Minns, who sat on the committee before it was dissolved. That committee gets pretty operational, so I don't think we need to be actively sitting on it. Whaley's report also included suggestions to restart the airport committee to reopen communication between the affected parties, or appointing a proper airport manager. A fourth option to deal with on-site security and custodial issues is being worked on by administration and will be discussed during closed session once the report is ready. I understand the frustration that the airport users have, and the frustration that the longtime staff have trying to deal with this system, said Whaley in a September 28 follow-up. If you went to Petrocan and system was down when you put your card in, it would be chaos. Cole Brennan, TownandCountryToday.com.